With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The DNC seems to be ignoring President Biden's debate performance last week. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on private concerns within the Democratic Party about President Biden's chances to win re-election.
Some Democratic Party members are complaining DNC leadership is trying to brush off President Biden's troubling debate performance. Some members on a Democratic National Committee conference call this weekend are telling the Associated Press their leadership is largely ignoring Biden's weak showing Thursday night and feel they're being told to ignore the dire nature of the party's predicament. Some party strategists and donors are calling for the 81-year-old Biden to step aside. But Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says Biden should stay in. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, where Donald Trump supporter Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota says the president's weakness was obvious. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says people in the Windward Islands should comply with any evacuation orders they may receive.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
Also at SRNNews.com, thousands of Jewish ultra-Orthodox men have clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem during a protest against a Supreme Court order for them to begin enlisting for military service. The landmark decision last week ordering the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition. This is SRN News. TikTok goes all out on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. The judge says they conflict with the 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. Judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excluded qualified nurses, physician's assistants, and nurse midwives. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Traffic fatalities are down. Here's John Scott.
Fatalities declined about 3% in the first quarter, according to preliminary data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the eighth straight quarterly decline in traffic fatalities. The NHTSA estimates that fatalities decreased in 30 states and Puerto Rico in the first quarter, while increases projected in 19 states and the District of Columbia compared with the same period a year ago. One state remained unchanged. John Scott reporting.
Scary moments yesterday at American Family Field in Milwaukee following the Brewers-Chicago Cubs game. 11 people injured when an escalator malfunctioned, sending six of them to the hospital. Five others were treated at the ballpark. An official says the escalator's malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed. The investigation continues. You can always find more details and, of course, all the information that you need at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.